portion Baalotcha begins with the command to Aaron, the high priest, to illuminate the menorah which was in the Mishkan, the tabernacle, in the desert. Aaron was told that all seven branches of the menorah had to be well lit until they were self-sustaining flames. And the Torah continues, Vayas Kein Aaron, and Aaron did as he was told, as he was commanded. And the commentaries tell us that this addition comes to teach us that Aaron is praiseworthy since he did not change whatsoever the commandment which he was given. He fulfilled it perfectly. This is somewhat difficult to explain. Why should we think that the great Aaron HaKohen should do anything different from what he had been commanded? Normally, when the Torah relates a command given to Moshe or to Aaron, it doesn't later say that he actually did so. We assume if he was commanded that he would do it. This statement that he did so, and therefore is praiseworthy for it, seems to be a superfluous statement of the Torah. However, Chassidic philosophy explains that the commandment of lighting the menorah, which was given to Aaron, has a deeper spiritual significance as well. And with understanding this significance, we will understand why he is so praiseworthy that he did not change his command. The menorah is said to represent all Jewish souls, Neshamis Yisroel, of which there are seven various types. Therefore, the menorah has seven branches, each branch representing a different type of soul. In general, however, there are two types of souls. A higher type, which has a natural attraction for godliness. Even down here, after the soul becomes united with a physical body, it still has a feeling for godliness, and it is always attracted to spiritual things, and this is its enjoyment, and this is its whole goal, and its strongest feeling for spirituality. The lower category of neshama, however, is not so fortunate, that whatever perception it has of spirituality comes only after great work, that it must deeply think into godliness, and it must learn all sorts of spiritual concepts, and perhaps after a long period of work and prayer and so on, can it develop some form of spiritual sensitivity. Until that time, the only desires it will have are for physicality, and it will be unable to tear itself away from the physical world. It is these lower types of souls that Aaron had the job of elevating, of revealing to them the beauty and spirituality of the world. And Aaron had such a tremendous degree of holiness that he had the capability of doing this, that he could bring them to a state and reveal to them the godliness in the world, so that they would be attracted to it instead of to the coarse physicality that it was accustomed to. There are, however, two various ways in which Aaron could have accomplished this. And we might compare it to two different ways in which a teacher might teach a concept to a student. One way is that the teacher teaches a concept to the student, and therefore the student has something new which he didn't know before. The second way, however, is that the teacher changes the student in a more profound way. The student not only has a new piece of information, but the abilities of the student have changed. The teacher has taught him how to learn and how to develop concepts on his own. The student not only becomes a receptacle of knowledge, but the student becomes a new source of knowledge. So too, Aaron had two different ways of developing the spiritual sensitivity in these Jewish souls that did not have it previously. One way in which he could do this is by giving them a tremendous revelation from above, that with his tremendous holiness, he could impart it to them, and they would then also have this sensitivity. A second way, however, would be not that he himself would give it to them, but he would rather guide them on the path that they themselves would have this spirituality and holiness. That he from above would merely be the guide for them, that they themselves, the low neshamas, the low souls that they were before, they themselves should have an attraction and an appreciation of godliness. It has been explained that these two ways are also descriptive of the difference between Polish chassidus and Chabad chassidus. Polish chassidus stresses the idea of the tzaddik, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is the one that leads his chassidim, his followers, And as a result of his tremendous holiness, his followers also attain a certain degree of holiness. Chabad Chassidus also has the idea of a Rebbe. However, the Rebbe is to lead the Chassidim, and that the Chassidim themselves should change, that the Chassidim should be transformed, and they themselves should work and attain this higher degree of godliness. Not only as a result of their Rebbe's holiness, but they themselves should also attain this holiness. It is the second type, where the lower being gets transformed, that Aaron was commanded upon. As the phrase is used in the Torah, that the candles should be made to light as if by themselves, as Rashi explains, that they should themselves be led to burn. And this was the praise of Aaron, that he did not change his command. That although Aaron, as a result of his tremendous holiness, could elevate these souls to a high level as a result of his own revelation, nevertheless, he did not change the command. He did not do it in such a fashion, but kept strictly to the command he had been given, which is to change and transform these souls in such a way that the soul itself gets changed. The soul, as it is, from the lower category of neshama, which has no natural realization and revelation of godliness, that this same soul should be transformed, that it itself should have a realization of godliness. And therefore, Aaron was deserving of praise because he went so far as to fulfill the command, not only in what he was supposed to change, but the way in which he was supposed to change them as well.